So it starts this long journey back home. When the body reaches Syria, north of Egypt, just north of Egypt, Ptolemy, Alexander's general, they had been friends since youth, Ptolemy rides out with his army, apparently to salute the body, but it's more than that. He hijacks the body. He takes the body away from the cortege, right? Takes it to Egypt. Now, why? The answer is, Alexander's a legend. And it will greatly increase the status of the city he founded, Alexandria, if he is buried in Alexandria. Think of it. Alexandria should have the body of Alexander the Great. So Ptolemy, the general, hijacks this body and brings it to Egypt. Now, we have some account of what happens to the body. It lies in state in Memphis. Memphis, the capital, the administrative capital, while they are building the tomb of Alexander in Alexandria. The tomb is called the Soma, Soma, which is Greek. Body means the body, like somatic, psychosomatic. It is just called the body. And we have accounts of where the tomb was. It is at the crossroads of the two main streets of Alexandria that Alexander laid out. It takes years to build the tomb. Years. The body lies in state in Memphis, and finally, it is buried in Alexandria. Now, Alexander's story doesn't end there. His body has disappeared. I am often asked, are there any great discoveries to be made in Egypt? The answer is plenty. But the one I can point to that I think is really out there waiting to be found is the tomb of Alexander the Great. The reason it's still to be found is that the crossroads of ancient Alexandria have disappeared under modern Alexandria. We don't know where he's buried. We do know that the body was seen well after his burial. We know that later Greek rulers of Egypt opened the tomb, took his gold coffin, melted it down, and replaced it with a crystal coffin, supposedly. We know that supposedly Cleopatra showed the body, right, to someone. But now the body is gone. You may have heard about 10 years ago, a woman excavating in Egypt said she had found the body of Alexander the Great, the tomb, actually. She was a Greek. That's important. She would have liked to have found Alexander the Great. And her husband was a businessman who did the translations of the Greek inscriptions in this tomb she found. And he's Greek, but he's not an expert on classical Greek, and he mistranslated things. It wasn't the body of Alexander the Great or the tomb of Alexander the Great. The tomb of Alexander the Great is still to be found. But Alexander starts a tradition. For 300 years, Egypt will now be ruled by Greeks. And that's our story for next time. See you then.